wie ihr hört, aber reich sind, Tanja, Reb Shimon ben Elozer, Oimer, Kishem, Shetume, Chazoka le Kohune, Kach, Maise Rishin, Chazoka le Kohune. Just like you can build a Chazoka, through that they were Machalik Trume Bebeis Agronis, to a person that is Becheskas Koyim, is the same way to a Machalik Maise Rishin, to a person, we can also assume that he's a Kohen. So the Gemara asks, then we had another halacha, v'chilek bebestin eine chazoke, which we'll see later exactly what this means. So the Gemara asks, Maiserishin de Levihu. So how can we say that from Chalukas Maiserishin, we can come to the conclusion that he's a Kohen. So the Gemara answers, Kabbalah ben Azariah, the Sanya, Truma le Kohen, Maiserishin le Levi, Divrei Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva holds Maiserishin as le Levi, Kabbalah ben Azariah, Maiserishin af le Kohen. Minatoire, you can give Maiserishin to a Kohen also. So it's going according to Rabbi Loza ben Azariah. So the Gemara asked, Eime Doma Rabbi Loza ben Azariah af le Kohen, that you can give to a Kohen also, le Kohen v'loy le Levi miyoma. Did he ever say you can only give to a Kohen and not to Levi? So how can we build a chazoke from that they were machalik maiserishin to this person to prove that he's a kohen? So the Gemara says in Bosel de Cansino Ezra, they're speaking about after Ezra Kansin de Levim. So we had learned last week, so according to Rabbi Loza ben Azariah, so now maiserishin is only lekohen. So if they were machalik maiserishin to this person, so we have a raya that he is a kohen. So the Gemara asks, v'dilme ikru v'yovulei. That is true, Ezra made a knas, but it could still be that he's a Levi, and they gave him. So how could we build a chazoke from that he received Maiserishin, that he's a Kohen? Could be they gave Levium also, even though it wasn't preferable, wasn't a scout, Nabokaponim. Dilme ikru v'yovule, even though he was a Levi. So how do we have a chazok? Omar Rav Chizde, hoche b'may askinon kegoin de murzeklon bo'avue dahai Kohenu. We're speaking about, this Baraisa is speaking about a case that we know that his father is a Kohen. V'nofik alei kolo de ben grusha u ben chalutzu. And there was a keil on the ben that he was a cholo. V'cholku leile didei maisa bebeis agronis. And that is the story. The story is they were machalik maiserishin to him bebeis agronis. Is Levi, that means, so you asked before, maybe he's a Levi, the lav Levi, he's not a Levi, because I know Klo, his father, was a Kohen. So Memel, that's the story. There was a different suffix over here. There wasn't a suffix, was he a Kohen or a Levi? The suffix was he a cholol or a kohen, but there's no suffik bechlal if he's a Levi. So memele is my ikal meima. So the whole suffik is maybe he's a kohen or ben grusha ben chalutzu. Is loimi boy lamando ma maiserishin also lezorim. If your maiserishin is also lezorim. Till I have a yovile, so the zikha wouldn't give him. He's a cholo. Ela filaman de yom a maiserishin mutalazorim. I feel your old maiserishin is mutalazorim. Ani mili le mispiklu. he could eat it, he could, it's mutal asorim. Avo betoires chaluke lo yovilei. But betoires chaluke, they zicha never would give it to him. And if we see that they were mechalik bebeis agronis to this person, betoires chaluke, al kochach, he's a kain, he can't be a chaluk. We'll come back to this, I just want to finish the beraisa. V'acholik bebezdin eino chazoke. So Rashi had said before, v'acholik bebezdin, kosalke daitach, shal pi bezdin nakavu abir, o yocholken lo yitrume bebeis agronis. As they gave him trume because bezdin said that he's a eligible koyin to get trume. And that's eino chazoke. So the Gemara asks, I be bezdin lei havi chazoke, eiche havi chazoke. If through bezdin it doesn't become a chazoke, so when is there a chazoke? This is such a moiridike chazoke that bezdin paskin, that they should be mechalik to him trume. How could you say a choylik be bezdin lei havi chazoke? No, the Barais is speaking about another case in Gansen. Acholik trume benichsei oviv im ochiv bebezdin. It's speaking about that there was a, let us just see the last Rashi's. Benichsei oviv eino chazoke lahashbis me olav kol al yoitzi al imoi Shehi grusha vuhu cholo. Let us be megashim dinyan. The story is as follows. There was a koyin Aaron that had three children. Two children from Rochel and one child from Leah. Now there was a koyl that Leah was a grusha. So if Leah was a grusha, so the son of Leah is a cholo. There was no koil on the sons of Rochel. Now, Aaron died. Now you have three sons, Yarshening, the Aaron, the two Bnei Rochel, and the Ben Leah. Is a chaylik trume benichse oviv. So let's say the father left over 300 pounds of trume. And Bezdin went and gave 200 pounds to the Bnei Rochel and 100 pounds to this Ben Leah. Is a chaylik trume benichsei oviv im ochiv bebezdin eine chazoke. So that Bezdin gave him 100 pounds of trume is not a chazoke, that doesn't prove anything that he's not a cholo. Could be the koil is right. Fakert will have laid in the sugya, we have to be chayish for a koil. And that what Bezdin gave him 100 pounds of trume is not mashbis the koil. So the Gemara asked, pshite, what mein shmita leitzah al Sinai, that's poshit. So Rashi says, da filo hu cholo yoyrish es oviv. What does this, a cholo also yarshins a father? So, versteht sich, what Bezdin gave him 100 pounds of trume because he's a Kayin's son. So, therefore, he's entitled to a third of the Yerusha. Zmar de teime midahanach la'achile. Since the 200 pounds to the Bnei Rochel are la'achile, hainami la'achile, kamash melon, hanach la'achile, Hai lezvuni. So I would think, since the 200 pounds that was given to the Bnei Rochel, they're given letzairach achila. So I would think, so that is machria, that the 100 pounds that was given to Ben Leah is also lachila. Kamash malon, hanach lachila, hai lezvuni. So we have to understand what's the Havamina of the Gemara. There'd be a Havamina that I should say that this is a Hoichoche, that he's not a Cholo. So the Taisus HaRosh says, I saw the yellow Sashacha, Mutzach, I think he's Mechavan to what the Taisus HaRosh says. That means as follows. In Hilchas Chalukis Yerusha, when there are a number of Yerushim, so each Yerush is entitled to have a chelik in each sug that's falling by Yerusha. That means, let's say you have three Yerushim, and the father left over three cows and some horses, so that they can't say, the two Yerushim can't say, listen, we'll take the cows and you'll take the horses. That's not Yerusha. That means we're Yerushim Shovim. So just like you have a right to take a third of the cows, they also have a right to take a third of the cows. So we have to divide it up equally. That is a schus chaluke that a Yerush is entitled to. But here it's very interesting. The trume, what the Bnei Rochel will get, that's a machel. That means they're yashning trume, that's an avodah, and you get a mitzvah when you eat it, and that's what the father possessed. And that's what they're taking over by Yerusha. The trume that the Ben Leah is taking is a keli zacholo, so he's not allowed to eat it. So by him, this is a commodity that he'll sell. This is not a machel that he'll, that means he's getting something else. He's not getting what they're getting. They're getting oichlem, he's getting a commodity, letzorech mechire. So B.M. is that he was entitled to take a chelek of the trumet. It would seem that it, by him it's also, here's a teiris oichel, not a commodity. And that should be a shtikul chazoke. That lechire is the havamina of the Gemara. I saw in Ayelas HaShachar, he also says this mahalach, that there'd be a svore to say that the achim should be able to force him to take a different commodity. He says, lemaise, why can't they force him? He says, could be, because since lemaise, it is the same mean, so he has a right to further tume. That means, that's not your geschäft, what I'll do with it. Each Yerush has a right to demand that I want the chalukas haminim to be shove. What I'll do with it, what you'll do with it, that's not your geschäft. So that is why it's not a raya that he is taka a koyin that's roi laochloi. Perhaps we could be moisif a little more, say a little different, that the Emerson Rashi says pshat that it is speaking about, that there was a koil. So we see that the second case and the third case is speaking about the same case. It's speaking about that the father was a kohen. There was a keil that he was a ben grusha. So that what we do not permit him to eat trume, there's such a halacha we'll have laid in the Gemara, that if a keil comes out that a person is a cholol, he's not allowed to eat tumah, but that is not a biru, that is taka cholo. It means even though Bezdin will not permit him to eat tumah, mechumre, you're not allowed to eat tumah, we have to be chayish, maybe you are a cholo, maybe yesh dvorim begav, but not pshat as that we have a biru that you're taka Yitaka Arachalo. So it could be, in Hilchis Choshen Mishpat, he's timing, I'm a Koyin that's eligible to Tituma. There's a Koyin, Yamachma by me. Bezdin doesn't let me Tituma. That doesn't mean that I'm not Roy Tituma. I'm Taki Roy Tituma. That's what his lawyer time is. And if I'm Roy Tituma, so I can't say I have a right to father a third of the Tuma. And could be that's why Taki Bezdin gives him a third of the Tuma. So now we could appreciate the Braise much better. So Be'emes, and that what Bezdin gives them the Trume, is because we take our Makir Yotayne. It could very well be you're not a Cholol. And, but we won't let you eat it. But Le'maise, you're right. A Kul doesn't make you a Cholol. So Memela, so that what we're machmer in Isurim, we're chayish for the keil, gradim olay reiman, to say the whole union of a keil is a zilzil, that means people are talking that you're a cholo, you'll be eating trume, so it's a zilzil for the trume. So we don't let you eat trume, but that does not mean that you're a cholo. That means, so Memela, so in Hilchis Yerusha, in Hilchis Chalukas HaNachla, you have a right to father a third of the Yerusha of Trume. Because it was never proven that you're not a Kohen. And that's why Bezin gave him the Trume. So that's what the Braise is saying, Afal Pikein. But he can't use this as a proof to show that he's Taka Kohen. This will not be Mevatel the Koil. It's a Taine in Hilchas Chalukas Nachla, but it's not a Taine, it's not a Birul that he's not a Cholo. Now, before we go back to the other Gemara, so we have here, this is a very interesting Bereise. The Bereise says three Halachas. Kishem, the Braise starts off by saying, Kishem shetrume chazok elekune, kach maise rishin chazok elekune, babachoylik vebezdin, einei chazok. It says here, three aloches. So, one of the Mephoshim asks, I think the Radal asks the Kasha, that what is Pshat in the Kishem? Kishem, Shetrume Chazok Lekune, Kach Mais Arishin Chazok Lekune. Now, Trume is Chazok Lekune, a fellow I don't know anything. I don't know who his father is either. Trum is a chazok lekune. Meiser is a chazok lekune. In such a case, if I know the father is a koyin and there's a koil. So he asks on the kishem. What's the kishem? Kishem shetum a chazok lekune. Kach meiser ishin chazok lekune. It's not kishem. Meiser ishin. Since we see the third case is also speaking about such a case, that was speaking about that the father was a koin and there's a koil, so I think the whole Barais and all three Bobas are speaking about such a case. That that's what we're talking about, that the father was a koin, there was a koil, that he was a ben grusha. So we're saying, so just like Trume will prove that he's not a ben grusha, so Maiserishim will also prove he's not a Ben Grushin. This will be Mevatel the Koil. But the Chalukas Bezdin will not prove. We're speaking about Taka. In this case, Chalukas Trum is a Biru. Chalukas Maiserishim is a Biru. But Chalukas Bezdin is not a Biru. So we'll be speaking about one case. I don't think the Kishem is so problematic. Let us see what Rashi says. Levi, the love Levi, you claim a Levi lekulus vuki. the Oviv Koyin. L'man de Yomar, Plukte hi bi Yevomis, if Maiserishin is Mutal Lezorin. The Achroinim bring a raya from this Gemara, Rabbi Chonan and Kovet Shurim, and Betzem, the Yesoid is brought down in Rab Chaim and Hilchas Yisurei Biyah. There's a Gemara that says, and Rabbi Lozim and Azariah God holds like that, Kahanim Ikra Levim. Chovtal Mekaymes, Kahanim are called Levim. So then there's Amor Dika Ha'ore. We're talking about that his father was a Kohen, and there's a Kohel that his mother was a Grusha. So that is 100% true, that if the mother was a Grusha and he's a Cholol, so the Kedusha's Kohune he lost. But L'chaire, but he's a Levi also, Kahanim Ikri Levim. They come from Shevet Levi. The Chalolis is not Mavkiya L'chaire Kedusha's Levi. Chalolis is only a din in Kedusha's Kohune. And our Gemara doesn't say like this. Our Gemara says that if the father was a Kohen, and he would be a Cholo, they would never be Mechalik Maiserishin to him. So we see that not only does he lose the Din Kohen, he loses the Din Levi also. That's what we see from our Gemara. So they explain as follows, that Be'emison, there are three kehilas by Klal Yisrael, this Kahanim, Levim, v'Yisraelim. Kahanim Ikri Levim means that in Kedushas Kohune is Kolol Kedushas Levim. It's Bechlal Mosayim Mone. That means Kedushas Levim is embedded in Kedushas Kohune. But the minute the Kedushas Kohune becomes Nischalo, there's no Levim whatsoever. It's not pshat. We also come from Shevet Levi. There's three Shvatim. There's Shevet Kohune, Shevet Leviye. The Kahanim are not from Shevet Levi. They're from Shevet, it's a different Shevet, it's a different Kehilah. But Kahanim Ikra Leviyim is because this is Kolol in Kedushas Kohune. So therefore, when the Kedushas Kohune becomes, the Kedushas Kohune becomes Nischalo, so automatically the Kedushas Leviyah becomes Nischalo. And Bemison, this is a Kemat Anofne Gemorin Bukhairis. The Gemorin Bukhairis is a Meire de Kaloche. If a Goy was Boil Akehenes, the Ben is Chayiv and Pidyin Aben, because the Goy is Machalol the Isha, she loses her Kedushas Kuna through Abiyas Akum. So the Ben is Chayiv b'Pidyin HaBen. Mitzad v'ein. A Goy is Boal Leviye, and they have a Ben, so the Ben is part of Pidyin HaBen, because he has Kedushas Leviye. The Bias Akum is not Machalol the Kedushas Leviye of a Leviye, but it is Mechalol the Kedushas Leviye of a Kehenes. Even though Kahanim Ikri Leviyim, because Pshat is its Kolol in Kedushas Kuna, licked Kedushas Leviyah. And if she loses the Kedushas Kuna, she loses everything. Zok the Gemara weiter. Rab Yehuda Oimer Ein Malin Lekuna Al Piyei Dechot. That's what we heard in the Mishnah. And Rab Elezer said, Ein Mosai Bezman Deika Oyesh Oyerim. Aber mokim shein oirerin malin lekuna al piyei decho, Rav Shimon Gamliel oime, mishim Rav Shimon Hasgan, malin lekuhune al piyei decho. So we have here a member of Rabbi Lozer, the malin lekuna al piyei decho, bizman de leka oirerin, and Rav Shimon Gamliel also says, malin lekuhune al piyei decho. So the Gemara asks Rav Shimon Gamliel, Haino Rabbi Elezer, what is the difference between both of them? Say, Mal Lekuna Piyedecha, they're both Hachilik and Rabbi Yehuda. But what is the difference between them? That means if an Eidechod was ma'arer on this Kohen that he was a Ben Grusha. The Rabbi Lazar sova irurchat, that he said, bizman sheyesh oiririn, then an Eidechod is not sufficient. So Rabbi Lazar holds irurchat, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel sova irurtrei. But that's what he's choylik. He holds that if two Eidim will say he's a Ben Grusha, then he can't eat truma. One Eid says he's a Ben Grusha, he cannot pass. And that is the machloikes, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer. So the Gemara says this can't be. Ha'omar Rabbi Yochanan, divrei hakel ein iro poches mishnayim. Rabbi Eliezer would never be machme if there was an iro poches mishnayim. Ein iro poches mishnayim. So memela, so we have to understand. So what is the machlekes between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel? Elo hoche b'maya skino. So the Gemara makes a psalmoyre de kimte in our Mishnah. The Mishnah is speaking about the muhsiklon bavua dahai de koyinu. Our Mishnah is also speaking about such a shayla. We knew Klor, his father was a koyin. V'nofik olei kolo b'ben grusha oi ben chalutza. And Akil came out, and he's a ben grusha. V'achsinei. So, if Akil came out, we're chayish for the Akil. We will not permit him to eat trume, cause man there's a Akil. So we were moirit him from Kedushas Kune, from Milas Kohune. And after the Kohl, he's not permitted to eat trume, to do avoide, vachsine. Va'osa eid echod va'oma yedane bei de koyenu. Then later, after this Kohl came, an eid echod comes to Bezin and says, I know that he's a koyen, he's not a ben gush. Va'askine. No, an eid echod comes and says he knows that the mother was not a grusha. So we put him back on his status that he's a kosher koyin. Va'osu beitrei va'omri ben grusha ben chalutzu. Now two eidim came and said he is a ben grusha ben chalutzu. Va'achsine, no, two eidim come and say he's a ben grusha, so he's a cholo, so we took him down. Va'osu eid echod, now another eid echod came va'omri yedan beit de koyinu. Udekuli alme, Sai Rabbi Eliezer, and Sai Rabbi Shimon Gamliel hold mitzarif and laidis. That we are mitzarif, these two eight echods, one with another, even though they came to Bezin at different times. It is not necessary in order to get a teiris shnei eidim to come bebasachas. One comes today, one comes tomorrow. Afal pikein, they have a teiris shnei eidim. Is tane kamesova? Oh, the kula. V'hoche b'meichesh lezilusa deveidini kamiflagi. So before going into the oimek hadvorim, so we have now trei. Trei say that he's a ben grusha. Trei say he's not a ben grusha, and for some reason we're machsher him. And now, so what is the machloikis? What is the machloikis, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel? V'hoche b'meichesh l'zeilusa deveidini komiflegi. The machloikis is, are we chayish for zeilusa deveidini? That means if we'll be mater him now again, lekune, so be a gewaldike zilzel in Bezin. So we'll just Isavenik Rashi says Pshat that when the Kohl came, Bezin gave out a cruz, he's posel lakune. Later Neidechot came, kosher lakune. Two Eidim came, he's posel lakune. Now another Eid will come and say Bezin will say he's kosher lakune. So this will make a gewaldic kizilzel in Bezin. So Memela, let's leave it the way it is, and we won't be Malim Lekune with this Eidechot. Hoche be meichish le zilusa de veidine ka miflegi. Tane kamasova, kivin da achsina, le maskina le. We said to Adam Cain, we were moirit him, we won't lift him up again. Chayshine le zilusa de veidine. Rabshimon Gamliel sova, anan achsina le, banan maskina le. Listen, whatever the haloche is machia, that's what we'll do. Uzilusa de beidine loy chashin. When that chayish, uzilusa de beidine. So that is pshat in the Mishnah. Is pshat in the Mishnah is, that Rabbi Lezer said, b'mokim sheyesh oirerin, is you're not male, a piyedechot. So that's the story. There was oirerim. There were two eidim that said that he was posel, and now an eidechot wants to be malim. So b'mokim sheyesh oirerim and malim. Hashem Gimli holds malim lakuna piyedechot. This eidechot, which lemaisa becomes mitzurif to the first eidechot, were malim. Maskif lo Ravashi. So Ravashi said, if that is the machloikis, he afilu trei utrei nami. So then the whole mission is meirdik modne. If the yisayda machloikis is of chayshin luzilusa de beidine, that is the yisayda machloikis. So memele, so why do you have to talk about malna piyedecho, de malna piyedecho with such a weird seer? You can say the same thing. To Adam came and said, that he's a ben gusha, so nachsinalei. Now to Adam come and say that he's not a ben gusha, so is masikin that this so we're malim lekune. So if the yisoida machloikas is if chashinel zilusa de beidine, so it doesn't have to an eidecho. The whole thing is not mekusha to an eidecho. Yochi afilu treye trei nami, elo omar Ravashi. No, the machlokes between Rabbi Elezer and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is b'mitztarf en la'edis komiflegi. Can you be mitzarif this eid echod with the first eid echod, even though they're saying eidis at different times? Can you be mitzarif these two eidis? U'beplukte da'hani tanoi. Now the Gemara brings down another machloikis and this machloikis. The Sanya, we learned in Abaraisa, Ein Eduson mitztarefes ad sheyiru shneim ke'echot. Both of them have to see the same maise. If they see two different maises, they can't say Eidus. Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcho Omar afilu bezeach arzeh. Shimon Korcha says, afilu bezeach hazeh. That's one machloikis, which has nothing to do with our sugya. We'll see Rashi explains the machloikis. Now, another machloikis, v'neidusun miskayemis bebezn, at sheyoidu shneyem keechot. Abnosun oimer, shemim dvor shozeh hayoin, sheyovei chaveiroi lemochor shemim dvor. So we have here a machloikis, Rab Nosson and the Chachomim, if there's a tnai of our goddess Eidus, that the two Eidim have to say Eidus bebasachas, or is that not necessary? The Kabbalah's Eidus has to be bebasachas. So Memele, so that is Pshat. Rabbi Lezer says, b'mokim sheyesh oirerim, so a mekabla made this al pi eidechod. That means in the case of the Mishnah that there was an eidechod and then oirerim and then another eidechod. So memele ain mekabla pi eidechod. Why? Because the second eidechod doesn't become mitzuriv to the first eidechod. And Rav Shimon Gamliel says malam lekuna pi eidechod. Even though he's an eidechod, he becomes mitzuriv to the first eidechod. That is the machloikis, Rabbi Elezer and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Now let us see Rashi. Rabbi Shimon, Hainu, Rabbi Elezer, Dovadai, Bemokim, Shiesh, Oirerim, Loi Omar, Rabbi Shimon, Dolevi, Chad Nemo. If there were two Oirerim, Rav Shimon Zicha does not hold that a nedech will be nemen. V'chiyom ha'amalim b'mokim she'ein oirerim koma. So memele, so that's what Rabbi Lazar also says, b'mokim she'ein oirerim, a nedech will is nemen. So the Gemara first wanted to say, the Rabbi Lazar sova iru chad have iru, v'in echod nemon olov lahachshiroi. That's what Rabbi Lezer holds, and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds, Iro dechad loy havir. So the Gemara brought down a member of Rabbi Yochanan, that divrei hakel ein Iro poches mishnaim, there can't be such a machloikis. Rabbi Lezer would never hold Iro chad havir. So the Gemara answers, v'nofak alei kolo, koil ba'alme v'loyedis, v'achsinai minakone, Achiv the ku es adovo. Shemaila hu le kuna. The shemaila by kuna that we put things on hold. We're goyris the koil. A koil is not a biru, but al koponim it's something to think about. So the vial we will investigate if the esh dvorim begav or ain't dvorim begav. So that's achsinu. Achiv the ku es adovo. That's a mailo le kuna vachashina le koil. And then later Neidechot came and said that he's not a cholo. The b'mok came koyu, avichad mehemo. The kul alma bein l'rab loza bein l'rab shimin mitztarf and shnei edem idem zeh shaloi bifnei zeh b'sharidius. The amitzurf. The shayuz the chashin is elusive the beidine. So Rashi says, shayriduhu shnei pomim. Two times Beznum was moirat him. Twice they were moira, then now they'll be malim. Finally, the come Rabbi Lezer, the ma'acher, shehi radnuhu al pi ha'oirerim, he malin al pi eidze ha'sheni, af al pi sheyesh letzarfa im ha'acher. And Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds, v'anam maskina lei. No, the Beidin Eloi Chashinan. Now we have Trei Utrei, Trei that say that he's not a cholo, Maskin Eloi. V'ikashe, so now Rashi is Sakashe, Trei Utrei Ninu. What's Pshat Maskin Eloi? The Shaila, if you're not worried about Zilusa, the Beidina, you're maskinolei. But it's trey, it's a sophic. Is he a cholo? Is he not a cholo? So Rashi answers, uki trey le bahadi trey, vukminin achezoke kamaise. And we'll tell him on chazoke. Chazoke kamaise. What is the chazoke kamaise? So it's a mirdik mechudish to kerashi, da askinei al pi eidrishen. When the eidrishen came, we were then said he's a kosher koyin. Shuhu nemon. Then he was nemon. Da kati ein oirerin. There weren't any oirerin then. The koil lav oirerinu, so we're machzik him for a koyin, al pi the edis of the edechot. So memele, so even though it's trei etrei, but we tell him, and that what he was uchzik liyesh koyin. The Rashbe is choylik on Rashi. He says, that's not called a chazok. He says, let us forget about our case. Let's say to edim, there was a koil that said that he was a cholo. And two Edim came and said he's not a cholo. And then two Edim will say he was a cholo. So you also say, uki trei le bahadi trei, and you tell him on the chazoke because those two Edim came first? That means he said, this is not a chazoke, this is Edis. And this falls into the trei etrei, that trei and trei cancel out. That means whatever was assumed because of the Eidus has Hilchas Eidus. You can't separate this from the Eidus and say, well, the Eidus is Trei Yitrei, but now we'll shtel on Chazoke. This Chazoke was built from the Nemonis of the Eidus. So therefore, he's Chaylik on Rashi. He has a different pshat in Chazoke. The Rashba Grad says, Cheskes Avese, Yishtelem on the Chazaka of the Father. Now, I just like to say a vote. Taishvus here seems to say another Birur of Chazaka. I just like to say, this Cheskes Avese is a very difficult Chazaka to understand. Because Cheskes Avese means the Shaila is not what's that Cheskes Avese? His father was a kohen, 100%, because his father's mother was not a grusha. And him we have a sofik, maybe he became a cholo, because maybe his mother was a grusha. So how does Cheskes Avese, how does the Cheskes Kohune of the father, how could that be? How could that be a chazoke to be mevare what he is? He was b'shas leidos. He ever suffered. Was he born from a grusha? Was he born not a grusha? What's the musig of Cheskes Avese? I once saw in Tolza Shiurim a moiridike vort to explain this inyan of Cheskes Avese. And they said as follows. We have to understand when the father is a kohen and the mother is a bas Yisrael. So the child gets kedushas kuna from the father. So that means the zera ha'ov has kedushas kuna in it. And therefore, when an isha becomes nisaber mizera kohen, so that child has Kedushas Kuna because the Kedushas Kuna is kolul on the Zera Ha'av. If a person is boil a grusha, the Pasuk says, lo yechalel zaroi. And be'emesin, we can take the word in the Pasuk kipshutoi, that the Zera of the Kohen becomes Nishalo. The Kedushas Kohune that was Kolul in the Zera becomes Nishalo if he was Boil a Grusha. And automatically the children are Chalolim, versteht sich? Because the children are coming from Zera that was Nishalo. So in Talzer Shurim he says, Amoyre de Kevot. So the zera ha'ov b'shas it was b'shas yitziyosai miguf ha'ov before it went into the isha had kedushas kun on it. Now the shaila was this zera had kedushas kun. Now did the kedushas kun become nifka from the zera? See, she told the zera and chazok. The Zera had Kedushas Kune. I'm clarifying, did it change its status? Is it still Kodesh? No, that's the Din Chazoke. So that's the Taich Cheskes Avese. Let's see further the Gemara. Further Rashi. Afilu Trei, so the Gemara says, if the Machloikis is, if Yechayish Lezilusa de Veidine, so why does the Mishnah have to speak about an Eidechot? Afilu Trei also Bahadi Adodi Nami Bepam Shniye L'Rabbi Loza Lai Maskina Lai because he lusted the Veidine. Afilu Tu Eidim will come Bepam Shniye. Not Tu Eidim will come Bepam Shniye. It's also it's lusted the Veidine. I said it wrong. That means first a keil, and then an eidechot, and then two eidim, and then another two eidim. So also this is elusive the veidine. And the way you're saying pshat, Rabbi Lezer would not be malim lekune, and from the Mishnah it seems a malam lakune api eidechot b'mokim sheyesh oirerim. So the Gemara says no, the machloikis is not if chayshin lezilusa de veidine, Machlokes is if you mitzalfim the two ideas that were said at different times. So the Gemara first brought down a machlokes tanoim, ein edusa mitzav at sheyiru shneim ke'echod, Rabbi Yeshua ben Korchoi ma'afilu bezeach hazeh, at sheyiru shneim ke'echod esa edus. Lafuki echod oimer bofonai hilvo, one says that I saw how he borrowed $100, and another one says, I saw he was made that he owes $100. So there's a machloikis, Tanoim, the Tanakame, and Rabbi Yeshua ben Koch, if he could be mitzar of these two edis. Agavuche, Rabbi Chonon and Kaivit Shiurim is Mavaya, what is the machloikis? So Rabbi Chonon says as follows, the Tanakama holds that the din edis is on the maise. That means edim are made on the maise. So now you have one ed saw a maise halvo. One ed heard a haidor from the loive. But one plus one does not add to two. Because these are two different maisim. On each mais I have an eid echod. You have two eid echods. Two eid echods does not make a kat eidim. That is what the Tanakama holds. Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha holds, these two are made on the dinim. Forget about the maise. Not we both saw the same maise. But we both are being made that he owes $100. I know he owes because I heard him be made. The other one says he owes because he saw him borrow it. But al koponim, the edis is not on the maise. You don't need an edis on the maise. Both of them are being made on chiyu. Even though they're getting it from different sources, that's also considered two edim. So mamela two edim are being made on chiyuv. They nedusa miskayemis is kabo vebezna filrosh neim ke'echot. Pluktachiti, this is another machloikis. V'lav Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha kamolo. Rabbi Loza ve'rabin Shimon bepluktet Rab Nosan ve'rabonam. Pligi their machloikis is the machloikis Abnosim v'rabonu. Let us see Taisvis. Omar Rab Yoichanin, Divrei Hakel ein Iro Poches Mishnayim. The Gemara wanted to say that the Machlikis, Rabbi Lezer and Rab Shimon ben Gamliel is, if an Iro of Chad can passel. So the Gemara says, no, Rabbi Yochanan said, in Yiru Poches Mishnai, Nire Lari, the Rabbi Yochanan Iker Dvorov Al Mishnoseinu. That means, we could learn, Shat, that this is a abstract memory of Rabbi Yochanan. The Rabbi Yochanan said, in Yiru Poches Mishnai, and he's speaking about all Irurim. In Yiru Poches Mishnai. So the three says, no, that is not pshat. The Rabbi Yochanan Iker Dvorov Al Mishnah Seinu, in our Mishnah, that Rabbi Elezer said, Im Yesh Oirerin, you're not male, so Rabbi Yochanan said, Ein Iro Poches Mishnayim, I'm telling you pshat the Mishnah, Oirerin Min Shnayim. Less than Shnaim, Rabbi Lezer does not hold the Ezoteris Iro. So Rabbi Yochanan was saying Pshat Na Mishneh. Olohochi loiko mishani hoche hani mili heiche de ike chazoke de kashres. Can the mishani beperik asore yuchsen? The Gemara in Asore Yuchsen brings down this memra of Rabbi Yochanan. And the Gemara says, listen, Rabbi Yochanan said in Yira Pochus Mishayim, but there's a chazoke. Maybe he is speaking about, he is speaking without a chazoke, so Yira the Chad is also something. Why didn't our Gemara be mefalpul on this one, Rabbi Yochanan? Said it, Rabbi Yochanan. Didn't say. So Tosh says, you know, because Rabbi Yochanan's talking in our Mishnah, and our Mishnah came in a shmachin kein predloch. Whatever pshat in our Mishnah is, Rabbi Yochanan said it on our Mishnah, so there's nothing what to talk about. Vim Taima, Vohoyo Vamas Nisenkoi, since Rabbi Yochanan is speaking about our Mishnah, Heiche porich mnei hosem pekama de gitten gabi get. For example, the Gemara, the Mishnah says, im yesh olav oirerim yiskayim b'chaysom. The Mishnah is speaking about that a person bought a get be'eretz Yisrael. So you don't have to say b'fonei nichta b'fonei nechta. You can give over the get without any birurim. So the Gemara in Gittin Davte says, Irur the man, who was Ma'are? So the Gemara wanted to say, Irur the Eidechot, and Eidechot said it's a Mazir, the Gishtar. So Gemara says, it can't be an Eidechot. Rabbi Yochanan said, Eim Irur Poches Mishnayim. So now Taisa said, Rabbi Yochanan's Memre was said on our Mishnah. The Gemara in Gittin is medame to that Mishnah. Fractoisves hazoi. The Gemara is in Gittin, and the Rabbi Yochanan said, in your epoch is Mishnayim. So Toisves says, Dilma hod de koma Rabbi Yochanan le mahani irr de chat, heine eiche dike eidecho de machshe. Verkehrt. It's speaking about an Eidechot was Marsha. Diktoni Malin Likune Alpi Eidechot. So it's speaking about an Eidechot said that he is kosher. And now another Eidechot wants to say he's not kosher. And that, Rabbi Yochanan said, in Iru Pochas Mishnayim. If you have an Eidechot saying that he's kosher, an Iru of Achad will not pass on it. But over there, that Mishnah is speaking about this. There's nothing. There's no Eidechot whatsoever. So a get was given over in Eretz Yisrael. There was no Eidechot. Now someone says it's Mezuyif. So it's Mezuyif. Well, how could the Gemara bring down the Memra of Rabbi Yochanan, which was said on our Mishnah, which is speaking about where we have an Eidechot that is saying that he's kosher? That is Taisvis Kasha. We yeshloima da shas yoda, Rabbi Yochanan amaskone dibo. The Gemara knew Rabbi Yochanan is speaking about the way our Gemara says pshat in the Mishnah. What's the case of the Mishnah? The betchilo hoyakel, v'achakach bo eid echod lach shiroi ulohosirakel. That's pshat in our Mishnah. There was a kel. Eidechot came to be Mesa the Kerl. V'osu beitrei, v'omru de ben grush ben chlutzu. That is pshat na Mishnah. The Bechi Hai Gavne, in this case, that there was a Kerl, and then an Eidechot said that he's not a cholol, he's kosher. So on this case, Rabbi Yochanan said, ein iro poches mishtayim. Now, the Binishnai. Af al gav de eid. The Bechir Gavner, Rabbi Yochanan, the Binishnai. Af al gav de eid, shehichsher, vahakil kemandeles nayu. So now, Taisvah says, that in this case, we had a kail that says he's posel. We had an eid echod that says he's kosher. So Taisva says, Amir de Kezach, the Keil in the Eidechot is Kimandeles Nayu. They're non-existent. Dummy. Now, how do we come to this conclusion? Shrei Ha'eid Gorua Min HaKeil. Ilav Mishum Chazoke De Mesayile Levat La Keil. So Taisvis is saying as follows. Well, we have here a Kohel that says he's a Ben Grusha. We have an Eid Echad that says he's not a Ben Grusha. So Taisva seems to learn that by Emerson the Kohel is better than the Eid Echad. V'horaya, l'fi Emerson we see it, about that a Kohel can passel and Eid Echad can passel. Fine. So a Kohel is better than Eid Echad. Now, how does an Eid Echad, why, how can an Eid Echad be Mala L'Kohunim? How can an Eid Echad be Mala L'Kohunim after there was a Kohel? So Taisa says, B'tziruf Chazoke. There's a Chazoke. We'll see later what Chazoke we're speaking about. But there was, he had a Cheskas, the Mleirayim says, we'll see later in Taisa's Cheskas Ha'aim. In Dachsach Mir Cheskas Ha'aim means that either Zachazaka, she wasn't a Chalola, she was Zicha born out of Chalola, and the Shaila is, was she Nischalol Ha'idei Bias Issa? Maybe Zachazaka, she wasn't a Grusha either, I don't know. But that's the Cheskas Ha'aim. So we have a Cheskas Ha'aim that is being made for the son, that she wasn't a Chalola, that she never became Nischalol. She didn't become Nischalol in this being. And we have her an Eid Echad. So together it seems that's Machia over the Kohel. Voteisva seems to be saying, but the Eid Echad mitzad atzmoy is less than the Kohel. Somehow, now we have to understand the mathematics over here, the mechanics. That means he had a chazaka that he was a kohen. A kohel came, so it seems the kohel is stronger than the chazaka also, because we passeled him. Now an Eid Echad came, so it seems, and Taisva says an Eid Echad is shvacher than a kohel. So al koponim, but now is an Eid Echad and a kohel, and it seems, but there's an Eid Echad and a chazok, I mean. So al koponim, that's machir, he's allowed to eat trumah. I mean, we hear Taisus brought down before Rabbi Yechanan said is halacha when there was a chazaka. So why is the chazaka still remains, or partially the chazaka remains? But the Eid Echad is a pesazoi, is command the lesser, because the Kohel takes care of the Eid Echad. So memele, so that's why the Gemara, you can't say that means a Kohel that was Magdim and Eid Echad. So when the Eid Echad comes and says, so he doesn't have a Chshivis to be Makrish the Kohel. So the Eid Echad, no, somehow he makes that, we could now still on Chazokah somehow. But we don't have an Emonis of an Eid Echad. Only the Chazokah is Makshirim, not the Eid Echad. So you don't have an Emonis of an Eid Echad. You don't have an amonis of an Eid Echad. So therefore, so in Vafal Pikain, Rabbi Yechanan said, "Ein hier epoches mishnayim." Even though you don't have an amonis of an Eid Echad, that's menaget kenaget the Eid Hama'ara. So you see, "Ein hier epoches mishnayim," it was said a fill of this, no isnagdus whatsoever. So that's why the Gemara in Gittin, the Gemara can bring down this memra of Rabbi Yechanan. Ein irer poches mishnayim, lafuki chad, the loyhavi irer. That's what it means. Chad can be ma'are. Aval koyu, nami poisel betchila betrume, koydim sheboha eid ha-machshel. So don't learn this literally, ein iru poches mishnayim, and if there's no shnayim, there's nothing. I'm not goyres akel, nothing can passel besides him, because it's not true, akel does passel. And Nira Poches Mishnayim means an Eidechot can pass. That's what Taisus is saying. Va'osa Eidechot va'oma yedane beid the Koyinu. Loiboy lemeime de pligi, maybe this group is the machloikis, imalin al pi eid echog shaha keil poisel, maybe that's the machloikis, that Rabbi Lezer holds, since there was a keil, that's enough of an oirerim that an eid echog doesn't help. And Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds an eid echog does help connect the keil. The pshitale la shas to loy posel a keil le kul alma, kivendike eid vichazoke. It's not only an aid over there's a chazaka also. Boy, the koil they have a kori oirerim. You wouldn't call a koil oirerim. So memele, so that can't be the, so kochuch, that can't be the case. Vaskinu. Ve'im toima olaman de chayish lezilusa de veidine, heiche asku, kiven de achsinu machmas hakel. So how would, if you chayish lezilusa de veidine, so the first time Bezden put out a kel koire, he's posolik and he tume, and then an eidechot came, so fine, but how could Bezden be mezalzel with themselves? Rashi says, it seems in Cheskes Abatim, before from one time already we see Kaishini Lezilusa de Veidine. Bishloime de Lekazilusa de Veidine Elechishri do Aide Aides. Aval Beirode shall Yede Hakil Lekazilusa de Veidine. Lachere the lamdas of Taisvis is poshet. When two Eidim come and say that he's a cholol, so Bezden Paskins, he's a cholol. That means two Eidim said he's a cholol, so Bezden Paskins, he's a cholol. If Bezden Paskins, he's a cholol, and thou, then there's a kolkeire with the chsim of the Bezden, this person is a cholol, nizbaraslein, he's a cholol. Now, two Eidim will come later and say that he's not a cholo. So that's a gewaldic zilzel. A new kol kairei. This baritz lady is not a cholo. The whole thing is a galachta. But a koil, when the koil came, Bezdin never said this barilonu that he's a cholo. He said, you know, there's a koil. We have to be mevara. We can't permit him to eat tume, but we never committed ourselves that he's possible. We just said, we have to put things on freeze. We have to freeze the matzah. We have to put the matzah on the stand so he should not be permitted to eat tume till we'll be mevara. If we were mevara, we found out that he's kosher, so then he's kosher. Period. No kosher. So now Tosfos asks Akasha that there's a Gemara in Gittin that says as follows. There was a keil that came out. Reuven was married to Rochel, and then the keil came out that he wrote a get to Rochel. So, all tumul, if wrote a get means gave a get, didn't get, about kaponim, there was a keil that, Reuven wrote a get for Rochel, and he's together with Rochel, weiter, she's still with him. People were talking. So the Gemara says, the loy mevatlin in kolo. We won't be mevatl the kol. People are talking. We won't go and stir the kol. For kelp, als meile de kune, people say that, that a kohen is together with a grusha, he wrote a get for her, so we will not be mevatel the kol. So Tosfos says, "Einu mishum de islei takanta." There's a takone. So there's a kohen that says he's with a grusha. So good, so let's be mitzia. He can marry someone else. He does. There's a takone. It's not a kelt. Avol hochedi loy maskina loy lom posel.
then he'll always be possible. That means there's a night so we can live with the koil, and he can also live. So you won't live with this grusha, you'll marry someone else. But over here, that means if we will not look for any tikkun for the koil, so it comes that this koil is a fafalon, he's lost. That we don't do. Inami betrume derabonon hikilu. That over there it's speaking about a koil that is with a grusha a shell of a deraisa. So there the klal is not mevatel a koil. Here it's negeya trumed rabbonon ikilu.